Davis on HMO because the guards that Pacifica has placed in KPFA are trying to drag Dennis Bernstein of Fleshpoints out of the studio.
A press conference. And here you are, ready to
get. And you can hear that in the background.
I'm nervous. I'm afraid you're going to hurt me.
On any given day, KPFA listeners hear voices and sounds found nowhere else on the radio dial. But on July 13th, 1999, when it should have been celebrating its 50th anniversary, KPFA was locked in battle with its owner, the Pacifica Foundation, for the future of the world's first alternative radio station.
A dispute over who can say what on the air led to dozens of arrests tonight at radio station KPFA. Hundreds of protesters stormed the station this evening when the radio management pulled the plug on an evening newscast.
I've worked here for 20 years and I was arrested in my newsroom last night.
Information about what's happening in the world that is not filtered through a corporate worldview.
Faithful listeners say that the real owners of KPFA are the listener. They say the alternative station is community-owned and community-run, and they're fighting to keep it that way.
We have a crisis now in progressive grassroots communication. If they knock